Ryan is a former Richmond City Councilor and Social Credit MLA. He is a proponent of the STV proposal and will be voting yes on the 17th of May. He's on the line from Kelowna this afternoon, and he'll tell us why, as well as share his thoughts on some other pertinent political things. Please welcome to the commentary.ca, Nick Lonan. Good afternoon, Mr. Lonan.
Hi, Joe.
Talk to me about, walk us through the STV proposal. That came out of the Citizens Assembly, that you and Gordon Gibson and who else was part of that proposed that?
Well, Rafe Mayer, Gary Locke, former Minister of the NDP, the late Mal Smith, a constitutional lawyer. We had a committee going in 1999, and we produced a report which encouraged the formation of the Citizens Assembly, and of course that was a promise that Gordon Campbell made and kept going into the 2001 election, and we now have the results, and on May the 17th we're asked to either accept or reject the proposal to go to a new voting system.
Yeah, you were once an MLA, so you know the system well, the British Parliamentary Democracy System, whatever you call it, Westminster.
Right.
But you've been a proponent for electoral change for a long time, right?
Yes.
What is it about the current first-past-the-post system that doesn't bode well for you?
Well, people don't get what they vote for. In the last election, you would think everyone in the province voted liberal, and we know that 42% didn't, but they only had two seats, the Liberals took 77 of the 79 seats. Prior to that, we had 10 years of NDP majority governments on 40% of the vote. That is to say, 60% of the people did not want that party, that premier, that set of policies, and yet that's what we had. So the Citizens Assembly looked at that and said, you know, people deserve to get the government they vote for.
Were you always, another proposal was proportional representation. STV was another one.
Yeah.
Were you particular on which one?
I've always supported STV. After my defeat in 1991, I went back to UBC and enrolled in a master's degree program with the express purpose of looking at how we could improve our system of governance, and I came away feeling that the STV voting method was uniquely suited to our needs, and I supported it then. I do today. I put out a book in 1996 proposing exactly that system.
Now, suppose the STV thing passes on the 17th of May, which you hope,
yeah,
and we go into an election in 2009.
Yeah.
You get a list of candidates. How does that actually work? How does the voting work?
Yeah, under the proposal, existing ridings would be joined into larger groups, anywhere from 7 in the Lower Mainland to as few as 2 in the North, and people would have more names on the ballot, but the candidates will be grouped by party affiliation, so there will be, in some cases, 3, 4, 5, even maybe 7 NDP candidates grouped in one box, and the Liberals similarly, and so on. Candidates can run as few or as many candidates as they parties can run as many or as few candidates as they wish, and the voter will look at that. Many will go to the party box of their choice and rank. Instead of putting an X with one name, you indicate your preferences, your first preference with a 1, your second preference with a 2, and so on. Voters can rank as many or as few candidates as they wish, and you can rank within a particular party, but you need not. You could say, look, basically I'm NDP, but I also like this Green Party member or an independent or a liberal, and give some support there. So when the votes are counted, your vote will first of all go to your first preference. If that candidate is eliminated, then your second preference becomes your first preference at that point, and your ballot will go in support of that candidate. The day after the election, you look at the results in the paper, and if your first candidate was not elected, but your second was, then clearly you helped elect your second preference.
So this is not like the system that elected W.A.C. Bennett back in 1952, right?
No, it has some similarities, but the main difference is that in that election, you know, and in that system, you still retain single member writings. And the result of that is that under the 52-53 system, you do not get proportional results. And proportional results simply means that when a party gets 40% of the vote, they get roughly 40% of the seats. 25% of the vote, you get 25% of the seats, etc. And one of the goals of the Citizens Assembly was to create fairness in elections, and fairness meaning that parties should not be over-rewarded, nor should parties be under-rewarded. And what that means in terms of voters is that whether you vote in Vancouver or you vote up in Abilene near the Yukon border, your vote will count, and secondly, it will count the same weight, the same value.
So this argument that people, let's say in the North, say that they're losing MLAs, is that wash, or?
You know, this is good news for any of the interior and northern ridings. It's good news in that their votes will matter more than they do under the present system. If you look at the last election, the Liberals, they swept seats everywhere, but if you just look at the Lower Mainland, for instance, they took 40 of the 42 seats, and if this new proposed voting system had been in place in the last election, the Liberals would have had 13 or 14 fewer seats in the Lower Mainland. And when that happens, the party is more interested to seek votes outside of Hope or beyond Hope in the interior and northern ridings. And therefore, this is very good news for them. As I said, under first-past-the-post, the largest party always get over-rewarded, whether it's NDP or Liberals. They get over-rewarded, and they get over-rewarded in terms of they get more seats than their votes entitle them to. Under the proposed system, votes in every part of the province will have exactly the same weight. And the larger population centers, because the parties won't be over-rewarded there, will be kept to exactly the amount of seats they're entitled to, not more.
What about the people against the STV proposal say that minority governments will be possible, or will probably happen? So there'll be a lot of, contentiousness in Parliament, is that?
Well, you know, again, the Citizens Assembly raised those issues, and they were given a lot of information. Studies show that overall that is not the case. That is to say, coalition governments are very, very, very stable. In fact, they're more stable than what we have. The claim that somehow under our present first-past-the-post system you get strong government just doesn't wash. Look at what's happening in Ottawa right now. We're probably going to go into another election within a year of our last one. That happens under first-past-the-post. If you look at BC, we recently had a 10-year period where we went through 7 premiers. That is not strong government. And that's what's happening under first-past-the-post. In addition to that, we have very wild swings in public policy. Erratic swings, and under a more proportional voting system, public policy will not be subject to such wild swings. You have a more steady centrist course.
The other thing is that ballot papers are too difficult to mark under the STV system.
Yeah, well, you know, the counting procedure is complex. But that's something Elections BC needs to worry about. You cannot convince people that it's too difficult to mark 1, 2, 3, etc. Marking the ballot will be simplicity itself. And of course, countries that have used this, Ireland has used this since 1921. Denmark was the first country to use it. They used it in 1858. You know, it is in use right now in three of the states in Australia. It's also used for the national Senate elections in Australia. Scotland uses it for local elections. Some of the city elections and local elections in New Zealand use this system, as does their health, their national health board elections. Are we not as smart as the Irish? If the Irish can do it, certainly we can.
The other thing, too, is the election results take too long. You mentioned earlier that we could read it the next morning in the paper, but
yeah.
Do you think that that's, I guess that's just counting by elections we see?
You know, under this system in Ireland before the age of the computer age, yes, it would take sometimes 2-3 days before they have the results because it's a complex counting system. But today with computers, it will be done instantaneously.
And if I wanted to just mark one check on my ballot like I do now,
yes,
could I do that?
That's absolutely. That's a perfectly valid ballot. If there's only one candidate you care for, or if you can't be bothered to look at any others, then you just go ahead and give your vote to your one candidate.
What about this thing where if I just mark one check, and then somebody else marks, I don't know, 6 or 7 or
yeah,
whatever it is, that their preferences get counted more than mine?
Well, you have to understand that you only have, everybody has just one vote. It's one person, one vote. So it's not, you know, as though somebody who marks more preferences gets to vote more for more people or gets to vote more than anybody else. You only have one vote. All you do is, when you mark those preferences, is you say to the returning officer, in the event that my first choice is eliminated, suppose I vote for the marijuana party and very few others do in my writing and that candidate is eliminated, then my second choice becomes my first choice. I haven't voted yet. My vote has not helped anybody get elected. So I still have the full value of my vote available, and I now indicate that in that event, I want my vote to go to my second preference, and so on.
What about parties? Do you think parties will cease to exist because of
no,
the STV system?
No, not at all. You know, nor should they. We need political parties. They play a very important role in our system. We need party discipline, but we don't need excessive party discipline. And the anticipation is that some of the excessive party discipline will disappear. Candidates, if they want to represent the interests of their community and their party bosses tell them they can't, they have the option of running as an independent and get elected. In Ireland, regularly, about 10% of the members are elected as independents. So, yes, there will be somewhat a weakening of the excessive party discipline, but it will not disappear and parties won't disappear either.
And do you think that smaller parties will flourish?
Somewhat. This is not a fully proportional representation system. That is, you don't get the full diversity that you might under, say, the mixed member proportional system, which the Citizens Assembly rejected on the vote of 4-1. So, yes, I think the Green Party in the last election, for instance, if they get 12% of the vote, they would have had some seats. But you will not see a proliferation of parties as you might under some other proportional systems.
Now, what about polarization? British Columbia is, as you know, notorious for its polarization. Will this do anything for that?
Yeah,
It
will not eliminate it entirely, but it will lessen polarization. And the reason for that is that most winning candidates under the proposed STV system will need second and third place support from voters whose first loyalty lie with another candidate or even another party. So what at building bridges to opposing camps will do well. This system rewards constructive behavior. Our current system actually does the opposite, and our politics is excessively adversarial, whereas under the proposed system, you would lessen that, and civility would start as soon as the election has been called, because, like I say, if I need to get support from people whose first loyalty lie with you, it would not do for me to be unduly nasty and adversarial over against you. I want to win the people who are with you rather than turn them off.
How is this campaign going for you, the Yes Committee?
You know, it's difficult to say because the undecided vote is so large. Just last week we had a poll that indicated 57% of the voters are still undecided on this issue. And so it's very difficult to say how that very large undecided vote will actually come down. It could be that a significant number of those people will simply decline to participate. You don't need to. There are two different ballots in this on May 17th. One is for the general election, and the other is for the referendum. You can do the one and not do the other. So I suspect there will be a significant number of people that say, look, I know nothing about this, and don't bother me with it. I don't even know that there was a referendum. So we don't know. It's very difficult to say. All I can say is that, and I've been at this for a long time, and I'm traveling the province and have been for several weeks now, whenever people learn more and understand better the new system, the proposed system, they like it. But the question is, do we have enough time to reach enough people?
And so it doesn't matter there's polling for the general election. It doesn't matter who you're voting for in the general election or who people are voting for, that they'll be voting for STV one way or the other, right?
Yes, and support for the proposed voting system crosses all party lines. It really isn't a political issue or a partisan political issue. This is a question of do we want to empower voters? This proposal means power, more power for voters, not for political parties. And in our own group, Fair Voting BC, we've always had we have a board of directors of 9 people, and as individuals, they span the political spectrum. You find supporters on all sides. From all sides of the political spectrum.
One last thing before I let you go. Norman Spector, in his column in the Globe and Mail and the Sun back in January, talked about you, and he said that your STV proposal is tailor-made for groups hoping to do away with a woman's right to choose. How do you respond to that?
It just isn't on at all. As I said earlier, winning candidates will need the support of people whose first loyalty lie elsewhere. And that is a very effective mechanism to isolate extremist or one-issue candidates and parties. If that was my goal, as Norm charged, I would have supported the mixed member proportional system, because that generates the possibility of one-issue candidates and extremist parties to come to the fore. But not under this system. This system, in fact, militates against that, and as I've indicated. So there's just no validity to that charge at all.
Nick, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today. And
you're welcome.
And the websites, people want to know more about this or want to read up on this, where should they go?
FairVotingBC.com. And from that, there are links to a number of other sites. There's a wealth of information online, and I encourage people to inform themselves. This is an historic opportunity. If we fail on May the 17th, significant democratic reform will be set back for a generation.
FairVotingBC.com, and I think there's STVforBC.com
yeah.
as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nick Lonan has been my guest here on the commentary. I'm Joseph Flanagan.